Creativity is a topic that we can talk about year round, but I especially love to tap into a creative flow in summer. Today, I'm sharing three ways you can have more fun and, as an entrepreneur, tap into your creative flow this summer. I'm Jen Argue, and I have been leading masterminds for the past 5 years for 6- and 7-figure entrepreneurs. And I would love to help you start your own mastermind as well, so that you can create a really big impact with those around you and work a lot less and make a lot more at the same time. Summer is typically a time with a looser schedule. People are traveling more and kids are home, which can make things a lot looser. It's a great time to give yourself permission to get creative, to let your creative juices flow. As an entrepreneur and as a person, letting your creative energy out to play helps with the joy of life. And when you have the joy of life, everything is better. So here are three approaches I love to being more creative. And before I share my three approaches to being more creative, I want to talk about what you might be thinking right now. You might be thinking, I'm not creative. Or you might be thinking, I don't have time to be creative. Or maybe, I don't know what to do. What would I even do if I were going to be creative? Okay, all of these things are not true. So each of my approaches are addressing each of these three objections. So first, let go. This is the first approach, to let go. If the story that you're telling yourself is that I'm not creative, there are probably reasons why that story you're telling yourself is protecting you. I don't know what it's protecting. If it's judgment, it might be from really high standards that you have for yourself. That's the case. We have to think about why we're putting standards on our creativity, because creativity is simply and only creating. Holding a standard to creating keeps so many from creating in the first place. So give yourself permission to create drafts, endless amount of drafts. If you need to call it drafts in order to just do the creation, then give yourself permission to call it drafts. I'm not talking about being creative for productivity's sake here. I'm talking about being creative for a cathartic sake, to practice the non-judgmental self-expression. We need space in our lives to express ourselves in joyful ways, to experience more joy, just for the sake of joy. So the question I have for you is, what do you need to tell yourself to let go of judgments so you can be free to create however you want? The second approach is to make time. If you think you don't have time to be creative, I want you to think about this quote from Tony Robbins. If you don't have 10 minutes in your life, you don't have a life. 10 minutes is all we're asking for. 10 minutes is a great start. If you think about even trying to incorporate 10 minutes once a week, for me, when I like to set aside creative time, I love to go to the bookstore. I love to go to the bookstore. Just get inspired in the first place. Bookstores are such great places to feel creative, to get like a jump start on creativity. So for me, I go to the bookstore, I find a book that sparks my creativity. And typically it could be like a decorating book, a cookbook, might even be a business book, sometimes a fun magazine, something that just feels inspiring. In fact, if I go on a trip, I often like to pick up a magazine or two just to bring along, just for the travel part of the trip. And I'll read or browse through it for a few minutes in my 10-minute time that I set aside. And after I do that, then I'll journal or sketch for a few minutes. And it just puts me in an inspired state. I'm not trying to be productive. I'm simply trying to express myself in a way that helps me to feel joy. So what would spark creativity in you? What would you do if you set aside that time? Would you take some colorful pens or sticky notes? Would you use those 10 minutes to take a walk in nature? Maybe you'd like to listen to a podcast that's not your typical podcast. So my question for you is, when could you carve out at least 10 minutes once a week? Go ahead and put that on your calendar. Okay. The third approach is to get clues from your childhood. Telling yourself, I don't know what to do. Again, it's a mask or it's a self-protective thing to keep you from expressing yourself and your joy. And if you can't think of like what you would do, the simplest thing to do is to think about what did you do as a kid? Our past leaves clues. So all you have to do is think back to your earliest memories of times when you felt really creative as a kid. I loved creating patterns with things and sketching. Also, nature got me into creative energies really fast. I used to love going up to my grandparents' house in the northern woods of Wisconsin into their musty old boathouse that they had by the lake. And I would just sit there and soak in the sound of the waves, the wind going through the trees, the birds singing, and even the occasional motorboat on the lake. Those things just got me feeling so creative. I loved that time. So today, I'll pop myself into nature. Usually it's a trip to the beach, or it could even as simply be like sitting outside at a coffee shop. So my question for you is, what was your favorite way to express your creativity as a kid that you could do now as an adult? So one thing I created this summer already is in my business, a special summer coaching package. For me, I'm at this stage of life. I'm an empty nester. I've been through a couple decades of raising kids and being super swamped and busy and having my floors filled with sand and dirt and all the fun stuff that comes with summer life. But now I'm in this creative space where I have a lot more time. And I'm opening up 3 spots this summer to help someone like you accomplish a big goal. What makes this fun is that we're going to identify the straightest line to get there and put in only what's necessary to accomplish it so that you can enjoy as much of your summer as you can. So this is a 6-session package to be used over 3 months, so just over the summer, with unlimited email access for extra support. If you're interested in hitting your big goal this summer without compromising sunshine and good times, then this is for you. We're going to work as little as possible, but the work you're going to do is going to be what matters. At the end of the couple hours that you spend working each day or each week, you're going to happily close your computer and go do whatever you want to do, knowing you're accomplishing your goal. So reach out to me in the free 15-minute consult call link wherever you are listening to this, and I can't wait to help you have an amazing creative summer. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope that if you found value in this, that you would subscribe to my podcast and share it with a friend and leave a review. Thanks so much.